News, I'm Ben Thomas. In a social media post, President Trump says at Pakistan's request, he is extending the ceasefire with Iran while continuing the blockade of its ports. He says he's allowing time for Tehran's leaders to, quote, come up with a unified proposal. Charles de Ledesma has more.
Iranian state television has issued an on-screen alert saying that no delegation from Iran has visited Islamabad so far, as speculation about possible talks with the US grows. The on-screen alert likely reflects the internal debate within Iran's theocracy as it weighs how to respond to the US Navy's seizure of an Iranian container ship over the weekend. Iranian state TV has long been controlled by hardliners in Iran. No official has acknowledged that a delegation will be heading to Islamabad, where officials have been on standby for days now for possible talks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump's nominee to head the Federal Reserve appeared before the Senate Banking Committee. Ed Donahue reports Kevin Warsh pledged to fight inflation.
His inflation message comes as the president says he expects interest rate cuts once Warsh is confirmed. Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren is worried about independence at the Fed.
Having a sock puppet in charge of the Fed would also give the president access to the Fed's powerful authorities to enrich himself, his family, and his Wall Street buddies.
Warsh says the Fed will remain independent.
But independence has to be earned, and it's earned by delivering on the promises, the commitments that the Fed has made. And as the Fed hasn't delivered on those promises, we shouldn't be surprised that we hear politics that are entering the room at the Fed. We need to get the politics out of it, so the Fed can focus on its day job.
President Trump has repeatedly attacked the current Fed chair, Jerome Powell, for not cutting rates. I'm Ed Donahue.
The latest AP NORC poll finds the president's approval rating on the economy has fallen to 30%. This is AP News. Seth Soutelle has today's AP Markets Report.
Stocks fell on Wall Street and crude oil prices rose as uncertainty remained about talks to end the war with Iran. The S&P 500 erased an early gain and fell 0.6%. The Dow lost 293 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.6%. Markets started the day higher, then pulled lower in the afternoon after Vice President J.D. Vance called off a trip to Pakistan, where he was expected to lead negotiations with Iran. After markets closed for the day, President Donald Trump said the ceasefire deadline would be extended until Iran presents a proposal for ending the war. The deadline had been set for Wednesday. Seth Soutelle, New York.
Retail sales were up 1.7% in March from February, but that was driven by a spike in gas prices due to the Iran war. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.